and they had a flat car. And the flat car, they put sides to it and a top to it. And there was a little narrow board along the side. And we'd sit there, we had to sit erect, you know, sit on the floor. And there was one cot. And Beatrice and myself, and a Mr. from Mississippi that was coming to put in the ice plant in Brownsville. And he was very tall, and I remember that he would get hysterical, because when he'd get on that cot, from his knees down, they'd hang down, you know. And we got off at a place called where Raymondville is today. And my father met us in our ambulance that we had. And we drove from over there down to Hidalgo. Came cross country that way. And then in September 1904, when we went back to school, but in June of 1904, the railroad was, when we came in May, see, we came home in May, but by June, it had gone into Brownsville, the railroad. It went into June 1904, and it came up finished here in 1905. It's called the Branch Line from Harlingen here. It's called the Branch Line. And so when we were able, when we went back in September to school, luck would have it that we had a big overflow. So this part of the railroad between Harlingen and here was always, and if you ever went down, there's still, you can see the, we're like a lake there, you know. And we had to go cross-country trip out this way. And we spent the night at Santa Anita, a ranch owned by the Young family. And then the next day we headed cross that way to get on the railroad. That was September 1904. And after that, I don't remember that we had any more problems getting home.
After that, you had the railroad?
Yeah, the railroad was completed then, all the way, you know.
Did you have a place here to catch the train then?
Catch the train? Oh, yes, we had a station right down here. Well, you know where the hotel is? You know where they have their garage there? Well, just across there was the railroad station. Yeah, we had a station here.
And you said that when you left the first time to go to school in New York, that you took the narrow gauge rail up the river
from Matamoros to San Miguel. And San Miguel is still there.
And then
in later years, of course, they went on into Monterey, but that was then a wide, the regular, standard tracks, you see.
The other was a narrow gauge.
Yeah, the other was a narrow gauge.
And what kind of boat did you cross in, across the river in there?
Well, you know, a rowboat. You've seen rowboats.
This is kind of those pointy ends?
Yeah, uh-huh. It was a little bit of point in the front, and in the back it was kind of squared off, you know.
With a flat bottom?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And
that's what we had across from Hidalgo. Now, whenever we wanted to go to Brownsville, we'd cross the river at Hidalgo and go to Reynosa and take the train down to Matamoros and cross the river again. And that same train went on up to San Miguel. Mm-hmm.
So they had a train on that side of the river before this side?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. They had a train because